CBS News continues to defend the report on 60 Minutes last week by Dan Rather that charged President Bush with ducking out on his National Guard duties back in the 70s. There are many questions about the documents cited by CBS, copies of old memos from Mr. Bush's then commanding officer, Jerry Killian, complaining about outside pressure. A number of document experts now say these documents do not look authentic. Joining us from the Poynter Institute in St. Petersburg, Florida, is Bob Steele. He teaches journalistic values at that Journalism Institute. Bob Steele, welcome to Day to Day. And what about all this furor over these documents?
It is reasonable to ask questions about the documents and the modus operandi that journalists use in investigative reporting. It is appropriate to ask whether there is reliability and validity. It is appropriate to ask about authenticity of information, and it's appropriate to ask questions about the rigor and vigor that goes into the reporting process. Questions alone, of course, do not mean that something is wrong, but it's just raising the appropriate concerns.
These concerns have centered on the typography of these documents, that is, the letters as they appear in these documents. According to many critics, these documents, when carefully examined, look to have been composed on a word processor rather than a typewriter, and there were not word processors back when these were originally written. Would something like typography, is that something that a journalistic organization would typically look at in evaluating a document? I must say it hadn't occurred to me.
Well, certainly in a story of this nature where you're looking at documents that are this dated, would require the organization to ask itself questions about the authenticity, about reliability, about the validity of the documents. And in that case, you would consult with some experts.
One of the things that has emerged in this last week since the report first aired on Wednesday is the role of bloggers, these online web bloggers. That's where these charges first appeared, that the typography on these documents didn't look right.
That's correct. The bloggers raised questions, and there's nothing wrong with somebody raising questions. It's very important to remember, though, that bloggers are not journalists in the traditional sense in almost all cases. There are certain professional and ethical standards that good journalists and good news organizations bring to the work they do. It doesn't guarantee perfection, but these standards and these practices and this professionalism, ideally with a good checks and balances system, heighten the level of rigor that goes into the modus operandi and has a lot to do with the end product. In many cases, bloggers are using the blogosphere, as it's now called, as their own form of what we call the Hyde Park soapbox to bring forth their own particular points of view, often polemic, often very partisan, and that doesn't mean it's wrong. In a democracy, there's value in having those voices brought forth, but it doesn't necessarily give credibility to those voices. In this case, I don't know whether they're correct or not, but we shouldn't just assume because these bloggers are challenging the font or the typeface or other elements of the documents that what they're saying is true.
This is a debate about politics, of course, but it's also in some way a debate about the media itself, news organizations, what we do and how we do it. I wonder if you're concerned about the way that this has gone and what the message of this is for journalists and for those who listen to and read and think about journalism. Just this story, how it's gone.
I'm always concerned, Alex, when journalism is appearing in the minds of the public to be counterproductive to the service to democracy and citizens. I think that within this story, there's also the concern I and many others have that we aren't as forthright as we should be as journalists in pressing our sources to go on the record. Anonymous sources and the cloak of confidentiality may be the biggest peril we have in journalism in this day and age, that there's too much behind the screen. When the public doesn't know who's saying what, who's making what allegations, there is an inherent distrust of the message. And that should be, in this particular case, a big part of our soul-searching focus in journalism and figuring out ways in which we can be less reliant on anonymous sources and the cloak of confidentiality.
Bob Steele of the Poynter Institute in St. Petersburg, Florida. Bob, thank you.
Thank you, Alex.